USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal officials said Wednesday they are investigating the employee who reported a package explosion at Northeastern University Wednesday. The feds believe he lied to investigators or played a part in the incident, saying his injuries did not match wounds typically consistent with an explosion. The heads of 13 railroad unions and the nation's largest freight rail carriers reached a tentative agreement early Thursday morning, less than 24 hours before workers would have gained the ability to walk off the job and strike. A new report from 225 U.S. think tank experts, chaired by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, is raising alarm bells over China's potential to win the technology race and in the process cripple the U.S. economy and military. It's being called Mid-Decade Challenges to National Competitiveness. The task was completed last month. As the Biden administration continues its open border policy, creating a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set two jets with illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, an island in Massachusetts, Wednesday afternoon. Without knowing all the facts, Democrat State Senator Julian Sear on ABC 5.
They're looking just for a better life, and to see this gotcha moment, this stunt, really used for political gain is pretty disgusting.
Sear claimed the jets came from Texas when in fact they came from Florida. The group of approximately 50 Venezuelans are being cared for by two shelters in Edgartown. The mosquito fire in California has crews mopping up the Forest Hill area, but the eastern front is still aggressive. As of Wednesday evening, the fire has burned nearly 64,000 acres and is 20% contained. 64 structures were destroyed, and about 6,000 structures remain threatened. The fire is about a 45-minute drive east of Sacramento. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont on Wednesday, blocked a Republican bid to avert a railroad strike, saying the workers themselves have not approved a union agreement. Bernie went on to say, the rail industry has seen huge profits in recent years. The White House announced hours ago the union and railroad companies have a tentative agreement averting a strike. Russian forces destroyed a dam on the Inhulits River in Ukraine with 8 cruise missiles. That's according to Ukrainian officials. They say it was leading to flooding in parts of nearby cities and towns. Residents are being evacuated at this hour. The Biden administration is announcing the United States is not involved in the war in Europe, except for supplying lethal aid to the Ukrainians.
The United States has been supportive of Ukraine even before Russia's invasion back in February. But National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby assures everyone that's as far as the United States is involved in the conflict.
This is their war. This is their fight. We're doing everything we can to sustain them and support them in that fight. But President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, he gets to determine what the military targets are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Ukraine military launched a successful counteroffensive in the northeastern region of the country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.